Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning with the bull, you on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummer Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Radio Service. All right, to daily mob, we're going to catch up with daily brother, Robert Campbell, known as Robbie. He's a first-year student for First Nation Introductory to University at Charles Darwin University. And we've got the brother online. Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm good. Thanks yourself.
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Robbie?
Yeah, so I'm from Katherine, it's in Northern Territory. So I'm a Dugamin man as well as an Aranda man from Alice Springs.
Oh, two daily brothers. So you're in the First Nation Introductory to University. You're doing that course. How long is the course for, brother?
So we've almost finished our first two-week block, and then we've got another two-week block in November.
Okay, so it's 4 weeks. And how are you enjoying the 2 weeks, brother?
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it very well. We're learning a lot of stuff to implement into our classrooms with our teachers and to take on board when we become teachers.
Yeah, so you're starting to become a teacher, is that right?
Yep.
Too deadly, brother, too deadly. Where'd you do your high school?
No, I'm primary school, so I work at a local primary school in Katherine Airport.
Oh, you work at a primary school? Yeah. Did you finish high school, grade 12?
Yeah, I did, passed it.
And which high school was that, brother?
Locally, Katherine High.
Oh, Katherine High. Okay, well, yeah, fantastic. And then you're working at a primary school at the moment, and hence is why
so
you're looking
Katherine
at the
primary school.
Okay, Katherine Primary School, and that's what you're looking at enrolling in Charles Darwin University to get your primary school certificate as a teacher, brother.
Yeah, get a degree and start teaching.
Good.
Young Indigenous kids.
So did you always have that vision, Robbie, to become a teacher?
Yeah, as soon as I got out of high school, I went down to Alice, did cultural ceremony and stuff down there, and come back to Katherine, got straight into tutoring. And I was in one primary school for a couple of years, and then lucky enough to get a cultural coordinator position over at another primary school, and been there ever since, lucky enough.
Too deadly, brother. They're snapping you up left, right and centre there, bruv.
Yeah, that's good. I'm doing it.
And what about your family? Anybody in your family been to university?
I think my dad's through trades and that, but I think that's about it.
Okay, good. So you're leading from the front. Now, you got brothers and sisters, Robbie?
Yeah, I've got a sister. She actually works in the Katherine High School.
Oh, okay, Rodio. She got a degree? Well, you're leading from the front, aren't you? You're getting the degree.
Yeah, I think I'm going to plan to get her into this course.
Good. So. Is she older sister or younger sister?
Nah, she's younger than me, yep.
Oh, well, she got to follow your lead then, brother. You growl her then.
Yep. Exactly.
So
right.
How long's your course for to become a teacher, brother?
I think it's all up will be over 4 years, I'm pretty sure.
4 years,
but
fantastic.
I think in this program, they're going to shorten it for us.
Okay.
So we can get through quicker.
Oh, fantastic, brother, fantastic. And you'll be teaching primary school. Now, once you get that degree, that means you can teach anywhere in this country, brother. So, you know, if you want to come and see the big ocean, come Cairns, you can get a job over here too, brother, you know.
Exactly.
Or you can get in the cold country where Sydney or, you know, Tasmania.
Yeah, no, that's the plan. Get out and about after I get it.
Yeah, no, fantastic, brother. And get your degree. And once you get your degree, look, doors can open up, you know. You can then go further and look at roles in other industries, other jobs. I mean, become managers or CEO of companies or what have you. It can really open up a lot. And the other thing that you're doing, Robbie, and hats off to you, my brother, you're also creating a space that young brothers and sisters can see, well, if that brother can do it, I can too, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so
you become a role model. You're happy to hold that flag. Become a role model, brother.
Yep.
Fantastic. Now, what about sports? You play any sports, Robbie?
Yeah, no, I'm playing AFL and footy, rugby.
Yeah, okay, rugby. So, and understand, you can still do both. you know what I mean, while studying and playing sports and have
that
time.
Yeah, exactly, on the weekends and stuff, yeah.
And go fishing and what have you, you know what I mean? You can still do a lot.
Yeah, no, we're lucky in the NT, we've got a lot of fishing up there.
Exactly, brother, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie, congratulations, so proud of you. So how many other students are with you on this First Nation introductory?
In our I think we've got six so far. I think there's a few that were meant to come, but I think due to stuff coming up, they weren't able
to
come.
Okay, so six of them. All boys, any girls there?
We got one female and the rest of fellas just from, I think they got a couple from Tenor Creek, myself and another from Catherine and another female from Catherine.
All right, well, you tell them Deadly Brothers that they are deadly and you tell that Deadly sister she's proper deadly, okay?
Yeah, true that.
Lead from the front, Robbie. Thank you for your yarn. Yeah, all the best to you. And big hello there to Grace Skiing, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
Yep.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. That's Robbie. Robbie Campbell. He's a first-year student. Well, he's doing the First Nation introduction to university. He's got the vision to become a primary school teacher. He's working as a support teacher with the primary school in Catherine. And doing that for a couple of years, he thought, well, why not go and get my degree? So that's what he's looking at. Fantastic. And big shout out to Charles Darwin University and also Charles Darwin University lecturer, Indigenous Knowledge and Education personnel. And that's Grace Skeehan, who organised that fantastic yarn there with Robbie Campbell. Too Deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, and we live hit the First Station radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, us BB and Bumbleprip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too Deadly. National Talk Black.
Sois nous à tous à la vie quotidienne. Sexy comme Nero. Que ma vie bête avec ta bête à main. Sexy comme Nero. Me just wanna see ya body all over me. Me can't really see that you want me. My ride is rock hard, let your brain burn it. Tell everybody looking so fine, let me caress your body. Me look at ripping man, it's badly riding. Me just wanna see your body, bounce all around the place. Me look at ripping, you got nothing, does it? Girl, if you say yes to me, soon as you step in on me, drop, girl, you come my way. Me wanna feel your body, you want me. Soon as you step in on me, drop, girl, you come my way. Just like girls should have been in the front of a magazine. Boy, Lord have mercy. Give me a body, me like a 40 pants. Yeah, step, step to me, girl. Skin tight gripping on me arm. Watch me set the trap on me, girl. She coming on. Run that track. Soon as you step in on me, girl, girl, you come my way.
National Talk Black.
Separation. National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, New Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and you can yarn up strong, your mob, with this daily program. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Grace Skin, Charles Darwin University Lecturer, Indigenous Knowledges and Education. Talk about First Nations Introduction to University Program supporting regional cohorts for the first time. And we have Grace on the line. Grace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, who your mob were you from, Grace?
Oh, my name's Grace Skian. I come from the Northern Rivers, so near Byron Bay, inland a little bit, and I've lived in the Territory for about 10 years now. I'm a school teacher and I'm now based at Charles Darwin University.
Fantastic. And we're talking about First Nations Introduction to University. So we're talking about a program here that's supporting regional cohorts for the first time. So that's Darwin and Catherine, Alice Springs, is that right?
Yeah, and we are looking to expand the program in Nhulunbuy next year, which is really exciting.
Good. So as we're talking about, it could be daunting when our young ones are leaving high school, coming into the big wide world regarding university. It can be daunting. And so it's great to have a platform of welcoming and supporting and helping with their vision, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. And this program's all about giving students the confidence so when they do get to university, it's not as scary. They know a little bit about what they're doing and they've got some connection with, you know, some other peers and the lecturers already.
Sure, fantastic. And do we have First Nation lecturers at the table?
We do have a few. We do have also some non-First Nations lecturers as well.
Sure.
It just depends on availability and the subject matter and things like that.
And when we're talking about supporting, are we talking about accommodation, classrooms, labs and all that sort of stuff, eateries, all the above, transport, yes?
Yeah. So the First Nations Introduction to University program is two-week units. Mm. And the students they get their accommodation and travel paid to come to the campuses where it's at. And so the most recent one is in Catherine and we've run one in Alice Springs and we also have them in Darwin. And like I said, we're looking to expand to Nhulunbuy. And so their travel is paid and accommodation if they don't live in the area and food as well while they're here for the two-week block.
Fantastic. And when we're talking about second, third year students, Indigenous students, are they in support as well? Are they at the table?
Second and third year in their degrees,
yeah.
We'll get access to tutors and mentors at the university. The program that I'm talking about is actually an introduction to university program. So it's like a pre-program before they start their degree.
Okay,
and
right,
it's giving students the skills and confidence to start a degree.
And is there a space there for the second and third students to come and support the introductory of the First Nations students?
Yeah, there are peer support programs where they can come and actually assist the students. We haven't had a huge uptake of that, to be honest, but it is something we would like to see in future. I think once more students get into the program and start studying, then we'll have more people in future years to actually peer support the other students coming in.
Fantastic. When we talk about the First Nations new students cohorts, are we talking all subjects, all topics, all industries?
So for this program, the introduction program, we have students from education, from STEM, from engineering and business coming in. And then BOR has its own program as well. So this is for the pre-ed program for First Nations students, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. How long have you been in your role as Charles Darwin University as Lecturer in Indigenous Knowledges and Education?
I've been in this role for a bit over a year now.
Enjoying the role? Enjoying the journey?
Oh, absolutely love it. It's flexible and it's the university is very supportive when it comes to working with First Nations students. So I think it's a great place.
Fantastic. Well, as I always say, we need more black success in this country, and not only on the football field. So it's great for our students to get educated and go for that tertiary education, so to speak. And look, success breeds success. It just creates a pathway, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And for these students, it's about building their confidence and letting them know they can do it. And there is a place for them at university if they want to be there. and realising that it's not just for non-Indigenous people, that they absolutely can do it if they want to.
Yes.
And this program is about building the cohort, and it's really great because mob come from all over the NT and they meet mob from everywhere else. And
that's right.
They get to know each other and support each other, and they build, you know, those friendships that carry them through the degree.
Yeah, Grace, look, fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing, and a big shout out to Charles Darwin University, all the team there and the work that you guys are doing, and good luck with our deadly students getting educated. Grace, thank you for your time. All the best. You have a great day, sister.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
A deadly yarn there, that's Grace Skeehan. Her name is Charles Darwin University Lecturer, Indigenous Knowledges and Education. And we're talking about First Nations Introductory to University Programs, supporting regional cohorts for the first time. And aspiring First Nation educators in regional areas can now access Charles Darwin University CDU Introductory to University Program with a successful course offered for the first time in Katherine and Alice Springs, as well as Darwin. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob. National Talk Black. Too deadly.
You are about to receive a phone call from a prisoner at the Casuarina prison. Your conversation will be recorded.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Don't think now that I'm locked up that you're going to silence me.
People got opinions, but they don't want to help. So they just put it on their statuses and think of themselves. Well, I'ma let my heart pour and I tell it how it is. I'ma do it for my people, I'ma do it for my kids. I don't want them going through the same thing that I did. I just want their future to be brighter and be a freedom fighter. And all my people to be equal when we light the fire. And sit around black and white, not be divided. United we stand, divided we fall. Until black lives matter, don't you ever say yo. 400 deaths in custody and not one conviction. They try to say sorry, but that shit's not gonna fix it. The thing that needs fixing is this fucked up system. We're jumping up and down, but there's no one there to listen. If no one's gonna listen, then we'll take it to the streets. Always was, always will be.
Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land.
Still oppressed to the fullest extent. This suggests the most cruelest intent. If you choose to express or vent, you're met with hostility, a bullet to the head, blah, and that's death. Cease to exist, left deep in the ditch. This is evil as shit, but people are sick of these evilest pricks playing politics with our life. We are the kings and the queens of our country. You can't tell me that my mama didn't love me. They still stealing kids. DCP, man, it's real as shit. They're so in no condition that it feels legit. They take away tradition and they fill it with religious shit that tricks the kids to think it's legit. I'm just saying they got all our people praying while our ancestors laying in a ditch.
Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be.
It takes
smile shine right through to sunrise. On Busy Island,
don't say goodbye. Say I won't, cause you always return to TI.
If you've been in the fruit of a one guy tree with a beautiful island girl, you always return to TI.
Yeah.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, you Mob, to Delhi. Now, Target Australia unveils new bespoke design for its deadly stores across Australia. Design is the latest step in Target's journey towards reconciliation and their commitment to celebrating First Nation culture. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Kevin Bloomfield, Kmart Group's First Nations Program Manager. Kev's online. Kevin, good morning, brother. How are you?
Nara Maran, good morning. Good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm well, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Kev.
Yeah, definitely. So my name is Kevin Bloomfield, proud descendant of the Murrumbidgee River people and Lachlan River people of the Wiradjuri Nation. So the Goanna people of the Three Rivers from Western New South Wales.
Good, brother. Good. Big shout out to your mob. Thank you very much. Look, fantastic. The Kmart Group's Target are doing really well in this space regarding working towards reconciliation. So the design is the latest step. So tell us about the work that's being done there and the recognition of First Nation people, brother.
Definitely. So this week we're proud to launch the design Family Tides of Unity, which represents Target's ongoing commitment to reconciliation. And the design was created by youth designers, Indigenous Design Labs out of Cairns, in partnership with Lee Harris and Ingewis Designs. So it tells the story of Target's commitment to reconciliation and the pillars that go within that as well, around respect, around unity, and around creating a safe place. But at the heart of it's really about family, and creating that safe space and that place for families, to come and be part of not only a retail business within employment, but also leadership opportunities and partnerships within our communities.
Look, big shout out to Target, Kev, and also Kmart Groups. Well, one, the opening, the launch up here in Cairns, fantastic at the Target building. Two, using Indigenous artists and input up this way. And three, it's great to see like a private company, a private enterprise, work in this space and look, building bridges regarding reconciliation, bro.
Yeah, definitely. So we all come under the West Farmers Reconciliation Action Plan.
Yes.
And those key pillars really indicate what we do and give us the support. Big part of it is around employment and creating those opportunities.
Yes.
And I'm proud to say within Target and the Kmart Group, we're well above parity at just under 5%.
Cool.
But my passion is really about leadership and seeing our people into leadership. So it's about creating those opportunities and pathways similar to mine. So starting off as a 15-year-old junior casual and working right through the business to now a leader within our Indigenous Affairs organisation.
Fantastic. So started with your Huggies on, number 11, Snotty Nose. Here you are, now the First Nations Program Manager, Kmart Groups.
So it's about showcasing those pathways.
Yes.
We've created them, so it's about the next generation being able to take that to the next level as well.
Fantastic. What sort of jobs are we talking about here, brother?
Yeah, so we have opportunities for everyone from entry-level employment right up to a career in retail as well. As a business, we look at Certificate 2s and Certificate 4s in Indigenous leadership.
Yes.
So creating those opportunities to be leaders, not only of businesses, but also of our communities.
Mm-hmm.
With that, there's opportunities right across the floor. So 15-year-old casual, working in our back dock, any forms of service. So it's about creating those opportunities. We know may not be a career opportunity for everyone.
Sure, but it's a start, brother.
For entry-level employment.
Yes.
Even if it's creating those skills required to as a transition into other employment.
Well, we're talking about getting our mob work ready, you know. You start at the age of 15 and usually they're at school and they've got a job on the side, a bit of cash and a bit of coin. That in itself creates a nice strong platform for the working in the future, brother.
That's it. It's about developing those core skills when we're young. So whether that's around communication, dressing for success, punctuality, it's all those things, time management, organisation, those core skills required that you can transition and transferable skills you can take on to any other role.
Fantastic. When you look at Target Australia, you know, Kmart Roots, a big company and got companies, offices all around Australia. Where are you based as a First Nation Program Manager and do you do a lot of travelling? You would, my brother.
Yeah, definitely. So I work remotely, but we have 430 locations within the Kmart group. That's across both our Target and Kmart stores. So within that too, we also have a Deadly store network of over 120 stores that are in high Indigenous populated areas.
Good.
Within those stores, we offer our team extra support. So as an absolute foundation, all our team members within the Kmart business do cultural foundation training.
Yes.
So then above that, our leaders then go on to do cultural competency training and then have the opportunities to do cultural immersion within their local areas to understand the local barriers and impacts that our stores and our communities have.
Like I said, once again, hats off to Target Australia. They're operating in the in a great space. They're open-minded. They're learning and progressing and creating pathways for job, for career as well. Look, hats off to Kmart Groups, and congratulations, my brother, as First National Program Manager, and the work that you've been doing since the age of 15, Kevin Bloomfield. You are too deadly, my brother, leading from the front. And once again, shout out to your deadly team and a great story, brother. It's a great news story.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mundung Guru, thank you to everyone.
Too deadly, brother. We'll talk soon, eh, Cass?
All right, talk soon. Thank you very much.
Bye. Deadly Yarn there, Kevin Bloomfield, his name, Kmart Group's First Nations Program Manager, and Target Australia unveils new bespoke design for its Deadly stores across Australia. The design is the latest steps in Target's journey towards reconciliation and their commitment to celebrating First Nation culture. And reflecting Target's ongoing commitment to First Nations community engagement, Target Australia have today unveiled a new First Nation design, which is fantastic. And they designed it up here in Cairns. The launch was fantastic, and working with our mob up this way as well. So it's a great news story, and success breeds success, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here. Yarn up with the bully one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So National Talk Black, yarn up strong, your mob too deadly.
Oh, well, let's get this in one, eh?
Yeah, yeah, oh, we get a spot on.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gather round, people, I tell you a story. An 80-year-long story, power and pride, British Lord Festy, Vincent Lingari, were opposite men on opposite sides.
Festy was fat, with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance. Our dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working nothing but rations. Once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking. Back at the homestead, and then in the town.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vesty man said, I double your wages. $7 a week you have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Vesty man roared, Vesty man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder in snow. Vincent, if we fall, others arising.
From little things. things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingiari, he boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of life. Daily he went round, softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life.
Vincent sat down with epic politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why are people hungry? Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingiari returned in an airplane back to his country, once more to sit down. He told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns.
Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, came with great ceremony. Through Vincent's fingers, poured a handful of sand.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. That was the story of Vincent Lingiari. This is the story. Something much more, of power and privilege, cannot move a people, know where they stand.